Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
After 21 years of serving Los Angeles on the airwaves, our KNX Hero of the Week is hanging up her headphones.
She has been waking up listeners for over two decades at our Odyssey sister station, 94.7 The Wave, and she is saying goodbye to her on-air fans, but she's not saying goodbye just yet to the communities she has served during her long and incredible career, touching the lives of so many people. My KNX Hero of the Week, Pat Prescott.
Thank you. I love the heroes. To get to be one is awesome. It's, as a matter of fact, one of my favorite things that you guys do over here.
Thank you so much, and we are so glad to have you. Let's do a formal introduction for those who may not know who you are.
I'm Pat Prescott. I'm host and producer of The Waves Morning Show for the last 21 years.
And you are about to retire. Are you excited?
It is very exciting. You know, retirement, because I have so many friends who are retired, you know, they're sickening. These people, you run into them like a couple of years after they retire, they look 5 years younger. They're doing all kinds of things. And, you know, it's a hard thing, though, I think, to quit something that you really love. And the reason that I've been in radio for 47 years is because it's an amazing career. It's so much about it that's fun. I mean, there's a lot of hard work involved, but, you know, I can't think of a better place to spend a work day than in a radio station and talking to people and listening to music.
Yeah. And speaking of the people and the things you've done over these years, let's talk a little bit about your community involvement. You're really known for reaching out.
Well, you know, throughout my career, it's always meant a lot to me. To give back. You know, my dad was a Boys and Girls Club director, so we grew up around that environment where we were kind of taught that you should always be available to people to help them. And if you have an opportunity to do that, you should. And when I started doing radio, for me, I just always kind of felt like if I have a microphone in front of me, every now and then I need to say something that's useful, either something that will inspire people, educate people, or motivate them in some way. And some of the greatest stories, as you very well know, come from people who are part of the community and who are out there doing incredible things that very often nobody knows about.
Yeah.
So it's been a delight for me, first of all, to be able to help share some of those stories and get the word out about some of those activities. But also, I feel that when you give of yourself to people freely, they give so much more back. And this, to me, is a great way to build an audience if you're on the radio, is by reaching out and touching somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that's an important thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of the activities I've enjoyed the most is being able to be involved in Taste of Soul, the family festival that's held on Crenshaw in October. And it gives you a chance to really get out there in front of the community. And it's a community in which I live. You know, I'm in the neighborhood. And I just really enjoy that. And also to be able to interact with a whole lot of other different charities and businesses who are a part of that effort. But when I look at organizations to work with, I really like to look at the smaller ones. You know, there are some organizations I just love. There's one called Hands for Hope. My friend Lydia Floyd started. It's an after-school program for children whose parents, who either have single parents or they're have two working parents. And it's more than just a place to do homework. I mean, they expose them to the arts and they expose them to jobs and they have speakers to come in for them and just open up the world of these kids who otherwise would be latchkey, would just be on their own in the evening. You know, there's another organization, National College Resources Foundation, very well known in this area for Teresa Price, who founded it. She's the one who does the Black College Expo, the Latino College Expo, and has helped young people, not just here in Southern California, but across the country, really, to get money. I mean, millions and millions of dollars of scholarship money has been made available because of the work that Teresa Price is doing, and also because of the STEAM and STEM programs that they support as well. There are a number of organizations like this, and they are the ones, I think, that really mean the most to me because they're small, they're doing a great job, they don't have a lot of money to spend, so they don't waste a lot of money on salaries and stuff like that.
And a lot of people forget about that.
That's right.
A lot of people really are doing it. It's a lot of volunteer time.
It's a lot of volunteer time. It's a lot of their own personal resources. And these are the kinds of organizations I love the most.
And what's the date for the event on Crenshaw?
October 15th this year is the Taste of Soul.
Okay, and that's coming up just around the corner. Are you going to be involved in that? Are you going to be able to go?
I'm very excited to say that I'm still going to be involved in a number of things that The Wave is doing. Even though I'm not going to be doing the morning show anymore, you will still be seeing me. I'll still be a part of this family. I will still be doing my Making Waves program for Black History, where we acknowledge people who have made contributions to that community and also get a chance to share their stories. So I'm going to continue to do Making Waves. I'll continue to be at Taste of Soul. You'll see me at some of the concerts. And
very nice.
Other than that, I'll be sleeping and visiting my mom.
Remind me where you are from originally and kind of your journey to get here.
I was born and raised in Hampton, Virginia. My family moved to Brooklyn, New York when I was in high school. So I finished high school there, and then I went to college at Northwestern in Chicago. And then after that, I moved to New Orleans and got my first job. I was a school teacher. This is what I went to school to be a teacher. But when I was in New Orleans, I met some people who were coordinating hostesses for a disc jockeys convention. And so I was a hostess at this disc jockeys convention. And after that was over, I was like, if these are the top DJs in the country, I know I could do that. And so I went to a broadcasting school, which is ironic. I mean, I went to a 6-month course in broadcasting, but I went to Northwestern University, which has one of the best radio, TV, and film schools in the country. And I never went in the building. Because I was an English major in secondary ed.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody thought I was crazy when I said I was going to go into radio. But I took a sabbatical leave from teaching middle school, and that was 47 years ago.
Wow. And you moved,
crazy.
Did you move out here to L.A.?
No, I'm sorry. After New Orleans, I started radio in New Orleans.
Yeah.
And then after 3 years, I got a job in New York. So I went back home to New York, and I worked there for 23 years before I came here.
Okay.
Since then, my mom moved back to Virginia, where I was born. And so that's where I go to see her when I'm out there.
Yeah. You've been in the business for a while now, and it's really hard to stay in broadcasting this long. Do you have any advice or any words of wisdom for students who may be interested in getting into radio or TV or this broadcasting world?
You know, I was I taught school at Santa Monica College for a couple of years, taught broadcasting over there. And I'm still an advisory committee member for the broadcasting department there. And I got a chance to see a lot of people who are interested in radio. And something else that I realized is how things have changed. You know, the very nature of everything that we do has changed. Technology has transformed our lives. If we didn't see it before, we certainly have during this pandemic. And I think that just like with everything, we need to adjust the kinds of things that we are, our expectations of this particular career. I mean, you're involved in it, you know, it's changed a lot. I would say to have some options. I would say to have as many options as possible. And I would say also to learn how to do something. Learn how to edit. Learn how to write. Learn how to produce. Because these are jobs that you'll always be able to get. And I would say that really not just for broadcasting, for any career, to be as diversified as you can.
Absolutely. I agree with that 100%. Have you looked ahead to next week and what you're going to do on that first week of retirement?
Yes. It's so funny because the metaphors are just pouring down, you know, hanging up the headphones, dropping the mic, you know,
exactly.
All of that. I plan to get some quality sleep. You know, I've been doing mornings for this whole time, and I am exhausted.
I bet.
I mean, you look at the word retired, it says tired right in there.
Right.
So there you go.
You are 1,000%.
But I will say this,
right,
you know, I have my mom, who is the original Pat Prescott. I was named after her. She lives on the East Coast, and she is 96 years old. She'll be 97 in November. And, you know, for me, a big part of this is just to be more available through these years because, you know, nobody's getting off the planet alive. How much more time do we have? I want to spend some of it with her. And not just, you know, 3 or 4 days here and run in, run out. You know, I'll be home for 2 weeks this year for Thanksgiving.
I know you can't wait.
I can't. Exciting. So I'm those sure things are great.
I'm sure Mama Pat can't wait either to see you for an extended period of time. Well, thank you so much for chatting with me today. I wanted to bring you on as one of my heroes because there's so many levels that you are a hero, that you fill that term. And one of them is, obviously, in radio, you've been... It's hard to be on the microphone for this long. It's hard to hold a single morning show for as long as you have, for 5 years, 10 years, and you've been doing it for over 20. It's just incredible. You're a hero in the radio world. You're a hero in the broadcasting world, but you're a hero to this community because you've touched so many people. And even if you haven't touched them physically, your words have inspired other people to be greater and be better. So I just want to thank you. And you're our hero of the week.
And you're my hero. Thank you so much,
you're
Heather.
You're going to make me all teary-eyed now thinking about it. So. Thank you so much for hanging out today. KNX Heroes are brought to you each week by The Wallace Firm, winning in the courtroom and in your community.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.